Hey, hey, my feel good friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I am so glad to be in your earbuds this week once again, my friend. Today's episode is so awesome. We are chatting about the secret to success on social media. The secret. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart because it is something that I have been implementing over the past few years. It's something that I've struggled to implement, and I've learned lessons around implementing this thing. And also, you know, I definitely just know how hard this is, and I have helped my clients and students to implement this one key to success on social media. And I know that I can help you too. Is your interest peaked yet? But before we dive in, I do want to share a funny thing that has been happening in my world this morning. I don't know if I've shared this with you yet, but Brett and I have been renovating our house for like 3 years now. We moved into this place when we moved back to Colorado after gallivanting through Asia for 6 months, like 3 years ago. And we got the place and we're like, okay, this is awesome. You know, it's in kind of a touristy town. So we're like, we're going to do a couple updates and make a few renovations in the next 2 months. And then we're going to Airbnb our place over the wintertime and the holidays, you know, to help with mortgage and all that stuff. It's going to be awesome. And 3 years later, we are finally in what I hope is the home stretch of these renovations. We have not even Airbnb'd our place, not even considered Airbnb our place yet. So we will see. We're crossing our fingers that we can actually finally do this winter. We will see. But I'm laughing right now because we were actually supposed to get new carpets in the bedrooms this morning, which has been a long time coming. This is kind of the final big project that we've been waiting to do because, long story short, we started out our renovations by putting plastic all over the carpets and floor because we're like, we're going to keep everything tidy. And then we just got tired of like moving the plastic around and doing all this different stuff. And we realized the carpets are already super, super terrible anyway. They were like 20 years old and like full of like stains from the previous owner and all that stuff. It's like, let's just kind of let the carpets go. So our current carpets are fully stained with paint and plaster and wood chips. I don't know. Brett's been just going all out with the construction stuff, right? And we haven't really been keeping our carpets nice because we knew we wanted to get new ones. And so it's kind of a time to celebrate because finally we are ready to get new carpets. So we spent like 3 hours last night. And I've been up since like six this morning, you know, moving everything that we owned out of the bedrooms and into the living room and the kitchen and the bathrooms and any corner of the house where we can stuff our crap that won't be in the way of the carpet people, right? And so then this morning, about 30 minutes before they were supposed to show up, Brett gets a call from the carpet people being like, oh yeah, we're actually not going to come by today because someone got sick or something. I don't know. But yeah, they're not coming by today. Brett and I are probably going to sleep on an air mattress or something tonight because our real mattress is stuffed in the kitchen behind a whole lot of other crap. And I'm currently sitting in the living room on the small portion of couch that I can plop my butt down on, surrounded by all of our crap that we had just like accumulated over the past 3 years in our bedrooms, right? So I hope that the sound quality is great today. This is not normally where I record these podcast episodes, but I kind of feel like it's going to be good actually because I'm surrounded by all of our stuff. Like there might be some sound absorbing happening that might make the quality really great. So hopefully that's happening. But I thought that I would just share that story with you because that's happened to all of us, right? Like we all have times in our lives when just curveballs are thrown our way and we just have to learn to roll with the punches and let things slide off our shoulders and realize, you know, we'll just make it work. We'll get our carpets installed tomorrow. We'll sleep somewhere else tonight. I don't know where. Just maybe on the floor. It's fine. But I feel like this is a lesson that I've learned in my business a lot too, is just learning to work so hard and have goals and set expectations and all of those things, but also learning to be flexible and realizing that you can't control when the internet goes out, and you can't control when Instagram decides to stop working, and you can't control a lot of things in your life. And it's just so much easier if you can practice flexibility, I think. So I want to say that. And so I wanted to share that with you, my friend. All right. Ooh, also quick note. If you do hear some snoring in this episode, my dogs are right next to me. Both of them are sleeping and they are very loud snorers. So just wanted to throw that out there as well. But without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the secret to success on social media. I know you're going to love this one. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Feel Good Social Podcast. I'm your host, Kinsey, and I'm here to help you market your business in a genuine way that works without wasting your precious time. On this show, we chat about social media strategy and mindset tips with a focus on, you guessed it, feeling good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some genuine conversation for the good of your biz. Do you know what your brand vibe is on Instagram? I have a new fun quiz that's just for you, my friend. I, of all people, know how hard it is to figure out how the heck you're supposed to translate your brand to the gram. And with this quick 7-question quiz, we will help you hone in on your brand's personality, voice, and visuals so that you can show up consistently and create content that looks beautiful and feels on brand for you. This quiz is so awesome. It's been a long time coming, and I know that you're going to have a lot of fun with it. Plus, the results will help you show up in the best way for you. If you'd like to check out our new brand vibe quiz, just head to feelgoodsocial.com/quiz. Pretty easy. Head to feelgoodsocial.com/quiz to find out what your brand's vibe is on social media and start showing up there for your brand. All right, my feel good friend, the secret to success on social media is, drumroll please, consistency. Okay. And you might be groaning and rolling your eyes right now because you've probably heard people shouting about consistency is key. You have to be consistent on social media to see success and all these things before. If you haven't, you probably will start hearing people talk about that more so, right? A lot of people preach consistency, consistency, consistency when it comes to especially marketing on social media, but also just your marketing in general and business in general, right? Entrepreneurship is the long game, and we need to be consistent in the way that we show up online if we ultimately want to see long-term success and results, right? And especially on social media, this is so true, my friend. Social media is a long game, okay? It takes time and consistency to show up again and again and build your ideal following, to build your customers' trust, to actually make sales, especially using social media. It takes a long time, and it takes commitment and then consistency, right? And that's why it really is the key to success. But in today's episode, I do want to dive deeper into why consistency is so important and also touch a little bit on vanity metrics and why we need to let go of them and not listen to all the people who say, hack the algorithm, grow 50,000 followers in a week and all that stuff. I'll be touching on that in a second. But also what I really want to dive into is what consistency really means. Because if you were one of those people who kind of heard me say the key to success on social media is consistency, and you rolled your eyes and groaned and you're like, yeah, Kins, I've heard it before, but what the heck does that mean? Don't worry, my friend, I have been in your shoes as well. And so we are going to be diving deeper into that too, okay? I'm not just going to be preaching, be consistent in this episode. I'm going to be diving deeper into exactly what the heck I mean when I say be consistent and how you can actually be consistent on social media for your brand to see those results that you want to see, right? So we'll be deep diving into that. And then I do want to say in the mini-sode that I'm going to be releasing on Thursday, I believe it's mini-sode 21, unless I have my numbers wrong, but on Thursday, I'm releasing a mini-sode that is going to be sharing my 3 key tips to staying consistent on social media that I have personally implemented and learned and that have saved my life and helped me be consistent, right? So let's dive into what consistency really means in this episode and then come back on Thursday and hear those 3 tips for being consistent and staying consistent because they have personally changed my life and my business. All right, my friend. Let's go ahead and dive into why consistency really is so, so important when it comes to marketing in general, but especially social media. Okay. So it's just so important because it is such a long game. Like you'll see, maybe you'll get like spammy DMs saying, grow your followers by 1,000 for only like $50. It's like, I always block those people, my friend, because it's not true. And even if it is true, there are hacky, spammy accounts out there. There are people who shout about, here's how you can hack the algorithm. Here's how you can see crazy growth in like a short amount of time and all of these things. But even if those people can fulfill that promise, that is not the way to go about growing your following on social media if you want to see true sustainable success, okay? If you want to actually grow your Instagram account with a following of your ideal customers who will actually buy from you and boost your sales and recommend you to all of their friends and all of those things, we don't want to be growing your following by 50,000 followers that are truly in reality either robots, robot accounts who don't even have a human behind them, or trolls, or just non-ideal customers who don't even care about your brand, who don't pay attention to your content, who are never going to buy from you, right? Like ultimately, that's the bottom line, right? It is so, so easy for us to see those people who are like, grow your following by this amount. It's kind of natural. This is how I was when I first started my business. And also what I run into with most of my clients is people come to me being like, okay, I want to grow my account by like 50,000 followers, right? Like when can we get to 50,000 followers? How fast can we grow my account? Blah, blah, blah. And remember, I totally came out social media marketing and started with that mindset as well. So if that is you, my friend, totally understand, but we need to shift our mindset around this topic. There is no fast track to the true success that you want to see in reality on social media, okay? If you ever find yourself getting caught up in the vanity metrics and the vanity growth and all of that stuff, if you find yourself getting caught up in, oh my gosh, can I make it to 5,000 followers, 10,000 followers? Like how fast can I accomplish this? All this stuff. It's okay if you find yourself getting caught up in that. We all have an ego. My ego is big as well, okay? But the faster you get there and the faster you grow, yeah, the more your ego is going to be inflated, but it's going to do nothing to boost that bottom line, which is our ultimate goal, right? If I know you, what you really want to achieve with your brand is you want to help more people. You want to make a bigger difference in the world. You want to grow a community around your brand and you want to make money, make sales. That's what we all want, right? And that's not going to happen if we chase those false vanity promises that a lot of people spit out when it comes to social media marketing. If you want to see long-term success, it's going to take a long time and it's going to be slow growth, but it's going to be so much more worth it, I promise. If you put in the time, if you stay consistent, and if you really, really grow your following of genuine, ideal customers who actually want to engage with you, support you, and buy from you. Okay. It takes a long time. It's the long game. And that is why consistency is the key to success on social media, my friend. Okay. So I hope I've convinced you. You probably will find yourself getting caught up in the vanity metrics still, even knowing this information. I do too. Do not worry if you find yourself doing that. But when I tend to find myself getting caught up in, oh my gosh, I'm almost at 2,000 followers, or oh my gosh, like I feel so cool, this post got a lot of likes on it, whatever the heck it is, right? If you find yourself getting caught up in that, what I like to do is just really realize that that track is running through my mind, take a deep breath, and remind myself of my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to grow a genuine community of people who I love and who I want to support and who want to support me. And ultimately, my goal is to grow the success and boost the sales for Feel Good Social. And that is going to be done by really focusing on the individual people and nurturing relationships. It's the slow growth of my community of awesome people like you, and not just wanting to get to 50,000 followers as fast as I can. Okay. So I like to remind myself that and keep that in my mindset toolbox to whip out whenever my ego is going crazy and wanting to get there faster, get bigger faster, or whatever the heck it is, right? So I just wanted to say that, my friend. Also, you know, consistency, it not only helps you to grow the genuine following of people in like the slower but more powerful way, right? But consistency really, really does help to build the trust with your ideal followers and nurture the relationships with your ideal followers, right? So it's really not as much about growth as it is about trust building and nurturing of your current customers. I promise that this is one of the best things that social media is for, is not just growing your community bigger, but it's nurturing your community and building trust with your ideal customers so that they will not only come back to you and buy from you again and again and again, but also they will recommend you to all of their friends, right? That is what social media is good for. And trust building takes time and consistency once again. So that is really why consistency is the key to success on social media. Okay, my friend, if you have any questions about that, please hit me up in the DMs on Instagram at Feel Good Social. I would absolutely love to connect with you on there because I could probably go on all day about this. Have you been wanting to create a new website? My friend, I have just the website template shop for you. I recently used one of the templates from the gals at Go Live HQ to create my new author website, and it could not be more awesome. Not only was the template super easy to use, I swear it was laid out perfectly already, so I customized it with my own photos and copy in like 2 hours. But also it ended up looking so freaking beautiful in a way that I know I would not have been able to achieve if I'd started from scratch. Go Live HQ has tons of beautiful Squarespace templates so you can easily create and launch your dream website in just a few hours and not have to keep tweaking things forever until it's 6 months later and your website still isn't live. That may or may not have happened to Feel Good Social's website. So believe me, I feel you on that. And the cherry on top, the Go Live gals created a coupon code for you, my Feel Good listener. Just head to feelgoodsocial.com/go live and use the coupon code feelgoodsocial to receive 10% off your template. Again, head to feelgoodsocial.com/go live and use the code feelgoodsocial for 10% off. Pretty cool, huh? I cannot wait to see which template best fits your brand. I went with a Jada Ellis template myself for KinseyAlyssa.com, but it was seriously a really tough choice. So when you do, head to feelgoodsocial.com/go live and snag your new template. Make sure you send me the link to your new website because I definitely want to see it. All right, let's dive back into this episode, my friend. Let's move on to what consistency really means. Because you hear me going, okay, consistency is key, consistency is great, but what the heck does consistency even mean? And what I have learned personally from implementing it myself and really leaning into this as my strategy for my brand consistency is not what I originally thought it meant. It's not just what I originally thought it meant, right? Because when I heard everyone shouting about consistency, showing up consistently on social media and all that stuff, I thought they just meant like consistently posting. Posting again and again and again and again and keeping my content plan going, keeping that train running forever, right? And it does mean that. It does mean that, but it doesn't just mean that. And also, consistency in your posting habits, it doesn't necessarily mean frequency, right? So let's go ahead and just start there. Showing up consistently on social media, it does mean posting consistently over time, right? Creating a posting content plan that you just like is sustainable for you, that you can keep up with, that you can continue posting into the near future. But it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily post every day or two times a day or whatever the heck it is, right? Consistency just means what I said, creating a plan of attack, a posting plan of attack that's actually doable for you, that you can keep up with for a long time, that's sustainable for you so that you can really, really see that long-term growth. Okay. So that's the first thing I want to say when it comes to showing up consistently on social media. It does mean continuing to post again and again into the future. And that's great. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to abide by certain rules or anything. This is something that I teach in the Social Map. And this is something that I'm going to be preaching in our new Feel Good Social Club, the new membership community. One of the parts of the membership community that I'm creating is going to be monthly content planning sessions where we can all come together. I'm going to be hosting it two times a day to help with people who are in Australia or London or the US, right? I want to be able to have everyone who's in our community have the availability to come to these monthly content planning calls. But basically what we're going to be doing is coming together as a group, chatting about, you know, our content plan for the upcoming month. And that doesn't necessarily mean creating a post every day for the upcoming month. It's going to be how many posts can you realistically commit to posting weekly or whatever the heck it looks like for you. Let's create this plan for you. Let's talk about what the different posts are going to look like for you this month. And then let's take this plan and run with it and implement it. That's going to be a part of our Feel Good Social Club community that's going to be opening in November. I'm so excited. If you're interested in checking it out, definitely head to feelgoodsocial.com/club. I have a wait list up right now. And definitely add your name to the waitlist if you're interested at all, because waitlisters are going to get an insane founding members price and perks. Okay. Literally, I keep kind of like hesitating to offer the founding members price because I'm like, this is like, I like to look at my business objectively. I'm kind of one of those people. I can take myself out and like look at things from the outside. And I'm like, that's a really good deal, Kins. I keep kind of like talking myself into a corner with the founding members price, but that's a part of my Feel Good Social Club. Like that is why I wanted to create this community. Firstly, I love you and I love all of my Feel Good listeners and my Feel Good community. And I love like being able to bring people together. Like that's one of my favorite parts of showing up on Instagram, of hosting my online course, The Social Map, all those things. Like I love seeing my social mappers come together. I love seeing people who are in my Instagram kind of community and following, like coming together and collaborating on all that stuff. So that's one of the cornerstones of the Feel Good Social Map, the Feel Good Social Club, but also it's taking action, right? Like this is another thing, staying consistent, implementing a plan that you create. That's like another cornerstone. So anyway, I feel like I'm getting off on a little bit of a tangent and talking about the social club. I'm just so excited, my friend. Definitely add your name to the wait list if you're interested. It's feelgoodsocial.com/club. There's going to be Canva templates. There's going to be monthly content planning meetings. There's going to be a community of awesome people. And oh, that was my point. I just want to make it accessible for you, right? I want to make it like an easy no-brainer. Like, yeah, join the club. This is going to be so awesome and all those things. So definitely check it out, my friend. But anyway, bringing it back to the consistency part of it, consistency does mean showing up and posting again and again and again over a long period of time into the unforeseeable future, infinity and beyond, right? But it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to post super, super frequently, right? Frequency and consistency are two different things. And so what I really want to make clear to you is that it is important to show up consistently over time, but that doesn't mean that you have to post every day necessarily. And that doesn't mean that you can't create a plan of attack that works for you. Okay. So definitely consistency means showing up again and again, but it doesn't have to look like any sort of rule. We can create a plan that works for you. But consistency doesn't just mean your posting habits, right? This is what I also want to make clear. Showing up consistently on social media also means showing up consistently with your branding, right? Showing up consistently as your brand with a consistent personality and tone, with consistent visuals, with consistent messaging, all of those things. That is really, really what helps to build trust with your ideal audience and community, right? So when it comes to showing up consistently online, yeah, you need to be showing up again and again and again, but in the same way, with the same type of branding, personality, and visuals and messaging, right? And so that is another thing we really need to talk about. I have several episodes where I talk about brand vibe, which is kind of how I describe branding on social media, right? It's a vibe. And so if you want to check out those episodes, I know episode 30 and 31 are like my OG episodes about branding and brand vibe and all that stuff. Go back and listen to those. But, you know, we really need to think about who your brand is and show up in that same way again and again and again for your people so that your ideal customers can get to know you, get to like you, and get to trust you on that deeper level. I like to share this when I talk about brand vibe. We trust our friends to show up in a certain way, right? And so if you have a friend who only wears black or only wears like neutral colors, and all of a sudden they show up in like a bright ass orange sweatshirt to a coffee shop, you're going to kind of look at them and be like, oh, going a little crazy today. Like, who are you? You know, we've all had those experiences where with a friend who's like deciding to step out of her box or be adventurous or try something new. We kind of look at them and we're like, oh yeah, you're trying something different today, right? Or like, who the heck are you today? You know, the same thing can be said about your brand. We need to be showing up consistently as who our brand is with that same personality and voice and visuals and all of those things, because we want to really build our customers' trust over the long term. So definitely when you're showing up consistently online, it means posting again and again, but also showing up as the same human persona for your brand, right? So that is something that I definitely wanted to drive home because it's not talked about a lot when it comes to consistency, okay? And then finally, consistency also means consistency in the content that you're posting and your messaging, right? This is another topic that I could get fired up about so much, but especially when we're new in our business and we're just starting out showing up online, a lot of us don't feel like we can post about the same thing again and again and again. A lot of us feel like we really need to be reinventing the wheel. We need to post about different things all the time because, I don't know, at least for me, I was kind of afraid people would get bored with my content. In my mind, I was posting to Instagram every day and everyone in the whole world would see it immediately and remember it and read the whole caption and totally pay attention to it. And that's just not the case, my friend. People really aren't paying as much attention to you as you think they are. This is a hard lesson that I've had to learn. And my one-on-one coaching clients always laugh with me about it because I kind of just give it to you straight. You know, people are not paying as much attention to you as you think that they are. And also, even if they are, it's important to be consistent with what the heck you're talking about so that once again, people can learn to trust what type of content that you're putting out there and also aren't confused by it, right? We don't want to be posting about this and that and that over there and this way over here because people are going to be seeing your content and being like, what is this girl all about? Like, I never know what she's going to be posting about. I don't know what she's talking about. It could be this one day and this the next day and whatever, whatever, whatever. It's confusing for people. We need to be consistent with the message that we're spreading. We need to be consistent with the type of content that we decide to post about because that's going to actually be less confusing for people and it's going to make people pay attention to you more so and trust you more so because they know what to expect, right? And so those are the three things that consistency really means when it comes to social media, right? It means the obvious of posting in a consistent manner, but it doesn't have to be every day. Once again, it means posting as the same persona for your brand so that people feel like they trust you and all of those things. And it also means posting similar content again and again and talking about the same message and spreading the same message because then people know what to expect and you are setting yourself up to be the expert on that topic, right? So that is what consistency means when it comes to showing up on social media. And ultimately, if you can implement consistency, this is how you will see success on social media. And it is going to be the long game, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to see success for years and years and years, my friend. It means that it's just going to take a little bit of time to start the snowball rolling. And pretty soon, the consistency snowball is really going to help you boost the success of your business. I promise. Okay, my friend, I hope that today's episode was helpful. You know, I really wanted to deep dive into what consistency really means and why it's so important. And in the mini-sode that I'm releasing on Thursday, I'm going to be sharing my three favorite life-saving tips when it comes to consistency. Because honestly, I have not found consistency to be the easiest thing in the world. It's something that everyone is shouting about and I really wanted to implement it and I've learned a lot of lessons, but actually I've gotten quite a few compliments, especially recently about myself being consistent with Feel Good Social, right? I've had several people reach out to me in the DMs being like, Kinzie, you are so consistent. I just have to tell you how much I appreciate your consistency on here. Like literally I've gotten DMs like that, which, you know, tooting my own horn here a little bit, but I'm proud of it because I've been trying for it, right? So anyway, on Thursday in the mini-sode, I'm going to be sharing those three life-changing tips, the lessons I've learned when it comes to staying consistent on social media. So definitely stop back by for that. And my friend, if you are interested in joining the Feel Good Social Club, I would absolutely love for you to join. It's our online membership community that is going to be opening up for the first time ever, the grand opening in November. I'm going to be opening the door for signups in the end of October. And I would love for you to get your name on the wait list. It's feelgoodsocial.com/club. Head there, check out what the club is all about. There's going to be a content library with Canva templates and post prompts and tutorials. There's going to be monthly planning workshops to actually take action and implement your content plan so you actually get it done. And then there's also just the rad community of people who are in the entrepreneurship trenches with you and who love you and who get it and who are here to support you however you need. So anyway, head to feelgoodsocial.com/club to add your name to the wait list. I would love to see you in there, my friend. All right, I'll catch you on Thursday for three tips to staying consistent on social. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.